Violet's question was a difficult one, and neither Klaus nor Quigley had the answer, and so, rather than hazard a guess, a phrase which here means continue to expend their energy by discussing the matter, they decided to hazard their climb, a phrase which here means continue their difficult journey in silence until they arrived at last at the source of the stricken stream. Hoisting themselves up onto the flat peak, they sat on the edge and pulled the leather straps as hard as they could. It was such a difficult task to drag Esme Squalor and the toboggan over the edge of the slope and onto Mount Fraught that the children did not notice who was nearby until they heard a familiar scratchy voice right behind them.
"Who goes there?"
Count Olaf demanded. Breathless from the climb, the three children turned around to see the villain standing with his two sinister cohorts near his long black automobile, glaring suspiciously at the masked volunteers.
"We thought you'd get here by taking the path," said the man with a beard but no hair, "not by climbing up the waterfall."
"No, no, no," Esme said quickly. "These aren't the people we're expecting. These are some volunteers I found at headquarters."
"Volunteers?" said the woman with hair but no beard, but her voice did not sound as deep as it usually did.
The villains gave the children the same confused frown they had seen from Esme, as if they were unsure whether to be scared or scornful. And the hook-handed man, the two white-faced women, and the three former carnival employees gathered around to see what had made their villainous boss fall silent. Although they were exhausted, the two Baudelaires hurriedly untied the straps of the toboggan from their waists and stood with Quigley to face their enemies. The orphans were very scared, of course, but they found that with their faces concealed, they could speak their minds, a phrase which here means confront Count Olaf and his companions as if they weren't one bit frightened. "We built a trap to capture your girlfriend, Olaf," Violet said, "but we didn't want to become a monster like you."
"They're idiotic liars," Esme cried. "I found them hogging the cigarettes, so I captured them myself and made them drag me up the waterfall like sled dogs."
The middle Baudelaire ignored the wicked girlfriend's nonsense. "We're..."